Praise the Lord. I'd like you to open your Bibles
to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. I'll be sharing actually from three places in the scriptures today, just three short points. The first one will be coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 28. Verse 6, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6. While you're turning there, let me take just a moment to greet our visitors, first time and the second time. Welcome to Mitaki Green Chapel. So good to see your new faces here. As I shared in my testimony today, I spent the last 2 weeks in the Philippines. I actually just got back. I came home at 9:30 p.m. last night. I don't have time for jet lag, just time to get up and go to church, and it was great. I praise God, and we did many things. Some of you know Philippines is not the richest country in the world. It's far from it. It's not the poorest either, but for those of you who are from there or have visited places like the Philippines, the rich, you know that the gap between the poor and the rich are very stark. You can walk down the street. You can see a big mansion with a huge gate and a big, nice wall inside, just a beautiful garden, two balconies in the house, and right next to the house is a shack with four walls made of tin, a roof made of tarp, and maybe two families living inside. And the house is the size of half of this stage. And it's right there next to each other. That's the reality of the Philippines. And when you go there, you reflect. You think, wow, how is it to be that poor? And how is it to be that rich and live next to someone that poor? What is that like? And who am I? What's my role in all of this? How could God let me see this and not be affected by that? God led me to a scripture in the Proverbs, and I'm just going to read it briefly for you. You can read along. There's many verses like this in the scriptures, and this is just one of them. We can pull out, it says, "Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse." It is better to be poor than perverse. What does Jesus say? "Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God," right? "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." It is, you're happier when you're poor. And Jesus, in fact, says, you know, it's very difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. He says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, which is impossible, than for a rich man to go into heaven. And the disciples responded, "Well, Lord, that's impossible. If that's the case, who can enter the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus answers, "For man, it is impossible, but with God, anything is possible." But Jesus' emphasis was that it is better to be poor than perverse. Before we left for the Philippines, as many of you know, my wife and I have been looking and searching for a house. We're trying to figure out our budget. We want a big house. We want something that'll fit us, something that'll suit our economic level or, you know, place in society and all of that. And now, you know, we looked at different models and different rooms and locations. Mitaki is perfect, but it's like a really rich place. You can't live here unless you make some buku bucks. So we're looking at all these places. I'm like, "Lord, give me a house." And finally, I get to the Philippines, and God says, "Your house really doesn't matter all that much. It's better to be poor. Have a little house with some integrity. And to be happy than to be rich and burdened down with bills, payments, status, all that stuff you don't need. Better to be poor than perverse." Another thing that God showed me while I was in the Philippines relating to the poor is that it is better to give than to receive. And I can't find the scripture text. I think it's quoted by Paul and also Jesus saying that. But one scripture that relates to that is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. You may turn there if you like. If not, it's okay. In the interest of time, you don't have to do that, but let me read it for you. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 7. Better to give than to receive. God, along with scriptures on the poor, gives us lots of scriptures on giving and tithing. And it says in chapter 9, verse 7, Paul is telling the church, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. It is better to give than to receive. On my trip to the Philippines, we visited everything, the mountaintop to the valley. We went to Ateneo de Manila. For those of you who know, that's like the Harvard of the Philippines. It's where the best of the best go. It's where the most of our presidents and our senators and congressmen have come from. And it is related to my school, which is a Jesuit school. So we spent some time visiting with them. All the facilities are first class, world class, top of the line. People who come from Ateneo de Manila are very proud of their heritage, of their school. They had just celebrated 150 years of being a school, and they got tons of money. We visited also Ateneo de Naga, which is in Bicol, and again, another top-notch school in that area. All the funding that they receive is just levels higher than any average school. And we were able to see, we also visited the homes of the students who attend there. Many of them are doctors and lawyers and just houses bigger than this church. Then we went also to various missionaries. We visited the missionaries of the poor. We visited the missionaries of charity, Mother Teresa's missionary. We visited the handmaidens of the Sacred Heart, a missionary that provides schooling for poor children. We visited a place called Smoky Mountain. And if you don't know what that is, it's a mountain of garbage, literally the size of maybe half this hill. A big, big mound of garbage. It's a garbage dump. But people live there because they scavenge the garbage to recycle whatever is left by the rich and make money off of the recycling. So you've got babies running around naked and trying to find garbage that they can resell. We saw people who were just shacked up right on top of the garbage. And it's called Smoky Mountain because people burn things all the time there. You burn garbage, you burn things you don't want, and its smoke is going up. We saw everything, the mountaintop to the bottom of the valley. And one thing that God impressed upon me is that, look, Chris, it's not that you have to go and give your life like these missionaries do. It's not like you have to give up everything like Jesus told the rich man, sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then come follow me. I think the teaching of Scripture is very clear. For those who are believers, as they relate to the poor, for those of us who are rich, who relate to the poor, there are two kinds of people. One is the goer, the person who does give up everything, who does say, all of this is worthless, I need to go and be with the poor. They're the Mother Teresas. They are the missionaries to the poor. They are some of us who are called to leave all of this and live a life of poverty for the sake of Christ. We are the goers. That's one kind of Christian. The other kind of Christian is the giver. It is the giver. You are a goer or you are a giver. If you are rich, your role in the body of Christ is to give if you are not a goer. And it is to support those who go. It is to pray for those, yes, spiritually, but it is to give and support those financially and materially. And one of the things that our students have committed to now as they've come and been exposed to all the poverty, is, okay, we're going to be givers. We can't be goers, but we're going to be givers. We're going to collect 100 yen every week from our allowance, and we're going to save it up for 1 year. And then the next troop that goes, the next batch that goes next year, is going to give that saved up money. Because even though we can't go next year, we're going to give to those who do go. Because you are either a goer or you're a giver. It is better to give than to receive. And it is better to give cheerfully than reluctantly, as Paul says here. You might as well give with a happy heart, because God loves a okay, how much do I have? Okay, I got to pay my bills. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, God doesn't need all that. God has given us so much. We as Christians believe that God has blessed us. The cattle on a thousand hills are His. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing there is in heaven. There is nothing on earth that we desire except for Him. We have all that we need. We are blessed, and blessed upon blessed. And because of that, we give. We don't give because, you know, it's what we do so that God can accept us. We don't give so that God can hear us. No, no, no. We give because we have received. We have received. So it is better to give than to receive. It is better to be poor than to be perverse. And finally, it is better to be hospitable than to be honored. It is better to be hospitable than to be honored. The scriptures often exhort us to be hospitable, to practice hospitality, to welcome visitors. I was reminded of a scripture in Hebrews. The writer in Hebrews in chapter 13 says to the church, he says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." That's Hebrews 13, chapter 2. We went and we were received by people at Ateneo de Manila, but we spent a week actually 11 days in a place called Naga, which is in the southern central part of the Philippines, someplace equivalent of a Yamaguchi, okay? If you can think of Yamaguchi, you can think of Naga. And I'm telling you, I came home, I hugged my wife, and she says, "You got fat." She noticed I put on some weight because we ate so much food. On one day, after school, we would have to visit the homes of the students. And on a given night, we would visit maybe 3 or 4 houses. And at each house, we were expected to eat whatever is served. Because for a Filipino, when someone visits your house, it is the custom to serve them food. And for a Filipino to visit a house, it is rude to decline that food. So if you're going to visit a house, you better eat what they serve. And you just can't say, "Oh, no, no, just a little." No, no, they're going to give you a plate. Not a dish, a plate, and they're going to pile it on, and you're going to shove it down. And that's good hospitality. And we had to do this 3 or 4 times a night. Okay? Not only that, but during the school hour, the school morning, you have first and second period of classes. And after the second period, around 10 o'clock, you have recess, which is basically food. You eat, and they give you food. And then we have one more class. And then after class, you have lunch, and you have more food. And one of the people told me, "Filipinos are always eating." And I said, "That's true. And Japanese are always drinking." But it's the truth. Filipinos just plump up. But we receive so much hospitality, so many gifts. One of the administrators, when we left, said, "Okay, bring your suitcase, but bring only half of your suitcase, because when you come back, it's going to be full of souvenirs, gifts, presents, so many things." And that he was absolutely right. We came back, and man, I have so many souvenirs, presents, T-shirts, snacks, candies, everything. So because the people of Naga were so hospitable. The Japanese word is omotenashi, right? To be hospitable. And I think from now on, for me, omotenashi doesn't mean hospitable. It means naga. It means bicol, the people of the Philippines. It is better to be hospitable than honored. It's better to come to open up your home than it is to have someone's home be opened up for you. Two examples in scripture. There was a woman named Mary. She was pregnant. She needed a place to stay. She came to a house, and at the house, they were all full of people. But the owner of the house was so hospitable. He says, look, the house is full. The upper part of the house called the inn, that's full. There's no more room left. But if you really need a place to stay, I'll open up my barn, my stable with the animals, and I'll let you stay in there. I'm sorry I can't open up the house. I can't open up the inn, but I'll open up the stable for you. You can stay there and have a place to sleep. And that's where Mary had the baby Jesus. Because one man thought, I'm going to be hospitable, and I'm going to open up whatever I can to bring in strangers or bring in people who were traveling through. Another man, I can't remember his name, I think it was Zacchaeus. He sees Jesus coming through, and he knows Jesus is the Son of God, and he says, I'm going to open up my house to him. And he's a sinner. He's a tax collector. He's a friend of evil people, but says, no more. I'm going to give all that up, and I'm going to practice, starting now, hospitality, and I'm going to let the Son of God into my home. And in the same way, God tells us, his people, open up your house. I know it's difficult for Japanese. We have small homes. Okay, we live in 1DKs, and we don't have room, and we're so meticulous about cleaning everything. We can't have visitors unless everything is spotless. I understand. But if you're a Christian Japanese, the command is open up your home. If you can't open up your home, have a hospitable heart. Open up your heart. Be someone who gives generously, and so that when people come, they feel honored, they feel welcome, they feel at home. And I know for some of us that's natural. That's so easy. I know Fernando is one of them. You go to his restaurant and you just immediately feel at home. It's easy for him. But for the rest of us, we have to practice hospitality. We have to practice opening up our homes and saying, welcome, have a seat, here's something to eat, have something to drink. In so doing, some have entertained angels in doing that. So it's better to be poor than perverse. It's better to give than to receive. And it's better to be hospitable than to be an honored guest. Amen. Let's pray. I'd like to ask the worship team to come on up and prepare their last song. I want you to reflect on just the scriptures. Better to be poor with integrity than to be rich and perverse. Give and give cheerfully. Practice hospitality as those in scriptures. Which one applies to you at this time? Reflect on God, how much he's given to you. Reflect on his love for you and what he's called you to do. Oh God, we come before you humbled because your word is true. And we see your glory, the glory of the Son who gave all that he had, who opened up even heaven to receive us. And we're humbled, Lord. And we ask for your mercy, we ask for your forgiveness for being so greedy and being perverse and just desiring to be rich and desiring to be honored. Oh God, we repent of those things so that we can be givers, so that we can be hospitable. Lord God, help us to live according to your word and giving you honor and glory in our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.